The Reset Podcast is a show about fresh starts. In business, career, relationships, health, and life in general, sometimes we all go forward to a new square one. Every moment is a new opportunity to begin again, and my guests will tell you how, when, and why they decided to reset their lives. I'm Franklin Taggart. Welcome to the Reset Podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm Franklin Taggart. This is the Reset Podcast, and my guests today are two people that I find incredibly inspiring. In the last 3 years, Charity and Ben DeVries have gone from a kind of a traditional career path and a traditional stay-at-home mom path, and they have become extremely successful entrepreneurs. And we're going to be taking a wild journey here in the next half an hour to hear their story. But first of all, I just want to welcome Charity and Ben DeVries to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome. We're good. Thanks for having us.
Doing great. Yeah. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. I became first aware of these folks through the Loveland Business Development Center, where Charity and I both serve as consultants. Charity does a lot of work with e-commerce and social media, and I just kind of show up and bumble along as I do. But I have been really, really impressed with the story of your rapid rise to success in the online world. And I'd like to just start by, let's tell the before story first. Let's go back to like maybe 3 or 4 years ago before you really started this entrepreneurial journey. And what was going on at that time?
Yeah, so I'll start and then I'll let Ben kind of chime in too with sort of his half too. But so yeah, it's like 3 or 4 years ago, you know, we didn't really have, I guess, business on the radar. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had two, you know, young kids. I really felt like I wanted to do something to contribute to the house, and I didn't want to go out and take a traditional job that was going to take me away from the house. And so I actually ended up finding myself in a position where I worked with a friend who had started a service doing laundry. And so I would go to some people's houses once a week and I'd pick up their dirty laundry and I'd bring it back to our house and I'd do the laundry and fold it and put it back in tubs and go drop it back off on their porch a couple days later. And it definitely wasn't the most fun job in the world. And there were times I remember I had my, you know, daughter who was probably 18 months old at the time in a car seat in the back, and she was sick, and she, like, I had to stop the car because she threw up all over the car seat. And it was like, oh my gosh, like it just, like, it felt so awful at the time where, like, this, I mean, I felt like I was kind of trapped. I felt like I was forced, like this was the only thing that I had available to me, but yet this was what it was costing me, was having to put my kids in the car even when they didn't feel well, because I had to go deliver this laundry back to people. And yeah, I mean, it just, you know, it was like, I did what I had to do at that time to feel like that I could do something, you know, I mean, and it really wasn't even like that it was a huge amount, but it at least covered our groceries for the month. Right. So it was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do what I can do to help to contribute. And that's, you know, kind of where I was at when this sort of journey started, I guess. And then I'll let Ben share kind of where he was at and what was going through his head.
Okay. Yeah. I was working for a local company in Fort Collins for about 13 years, and it, you know, did really great in the company, and enjoyed it for the most part. But I've always had this earning desire to kind of be an entrepreneur and work for myself. And I knew that working for this company, I was building the owner's, you know, dreams and their empire. And I've kind of always had this little kind of side drive to really want to be able to build my own empire and my own, you know, dream, and maybe something that I can pass down to my kids when they get older. And I also found that really there was no flexibility. So being able to stay, you know, come and, you know, be able to go to my kids' activities and events, and really didn't enjoy the fact that I was kind of stuck in, you know, cubicle land. And so that kind of really amplified my drive to be able to do this on the side, like on nights and weekends, and kind of build it up on the side, mm-hmm. to bring it up to a point to where we were making enough money to where I could quit my job. And just about six months ago?
Well, it was in May of this year. So May of 2018. Mm-hmm. It's funny, like I call it the force quit where, you know, we were planning on him resigning at the end of May. And it was one of those things because our business, I mean, we were getting more and more involved with our business and our business was really doing great. And so it was like, he was becoming less and less interested in his job because that's, you know, that wasn't the end game. It was like, you know, I've got my eye on the prize. And so it was funny because he ended up resigning mid-May instead of the end of May, because it was like, it just got to the point where both him and then, of course, you know, his employer's like, I just don't think your head's in the game anymore. And he's like, it's not. So let's just call it a day and we'll see you later.
No kidding. Yeah. I don't think the head's in the game at all. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And so we just wanted to be able to, like, our biggest goal was to, like, we took a picture of us out in front of an RV, and that was our dream, to be able to, you know, buy an RV and take it out in the summer when our kids are out of school. And that was kind of our big why. So we did that. We went out and took a picture of ourselves in front of an RV that we didn't own yet, and stuck it up on the fridge or the wall somewhere in our house it reminded us of that. And just this year, we were able to finally do that. It came to fruition.
Yeah. So we were able to get and I that. Think, you know, the picture that we took, a friend suggested that we needed to do that. He said, you need to just go out to the RV, you know, dealership, and you need to just go look at RVs, and you need to just take your picture in front of one. And it was more about, like, what did that symbolize for us? Yeah. You know, that symbolized time freedom, and that symbolized location freedom, that, you know, one day we wanted to be able to have those things to be able to, you know, just go and be wherever we wanted to be at the time and still be able to have an income from wherever we were. And so while that's what we ended, you know, fast forward this last summer, you know, we went RVing the whole summer long and kind of toured, you know, a lot of the Eastern US, but yeah. That's that thing that we saw when we saw that picture of it, it was more like that symbolized time and location freedom for us.
Yeah.
And so that, but, you know, looking at that every single day, that, you know, was kind of that thing that kept us going with that goal of, you know, this is what it symbolizes, and then, you know, working towards that.
Very good. Let's go into the middle of the story. And let's talk about, first of all, you started a company. Was Aroma Outfitters your first company?
So Aroma Outfitters technically wasn't our first company. Okay. Our first company was Techno.
Oh, and okay.
How Techno got started was, Ben he's had a real gift for being able to problem solve things in a technical manner.
She's trying to figure out a polite way to say that I'm a nerd.
Hey, cool.
Oh, yes. Minus, you know, he's not wearing the glasses today, but he does have them. No. But he could, here, there you go. He's a nerd.
All right. There we go.
But anyway, he's always kind of had that gift. So Techno really was our first sort of pseudo company that we started. And how that got started was that Ben was always just getting phone calls from friends or family. Like, people were like, oh, my laptop has a virus, can you fix it? And, you know, I mean, versus people taking it over to the repair center where they would charge astronomical rates, you know, he would just kind of do it on the side for, you know, really inexpensive. And so that's how Techno got started. And then we both started to learn more about just the internet marketing world, about web design, about social media. And so we just kind of at first sort of were dabbling, you know, like I had a friend from my former past in the automotive industry that had a automotive related business that he's like, well, could you help me with my Facebook page? And so Techno was really kind of our first business that we started, but it was always just kind of the sort of side gig that we could use to, you know, create a little bit of income here and there, just, you know, something comes along, we'll stick it under the umbrella of Techno.
Yeah.
Aroma Outfitters was our, you know, that was our big, I guess, exit strategy for me to get out of doing the laundry and for Ben to get out of his day job was by founding Aroma Outfitters, which is a full-blown e-commerce selling physical products business.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where that idea came from, because I know over the last 10, 15 years, essential oils have just exploded in popularity. And I know that there are two major MLM kind of programs that feature essential oils. And can you talk a little bit about how you found yourself in that direction?
Yeah. So first of all, we knew we wanted to start an Amazon-based business selling physical products. And so how that started for us is we took a course ourselves on how to make this happen, because we had no clue about physical products or sourcing or, you know, any of that. And so we started doing our product research based on the criteria that we were taught. And so we came up with some product ideas, but as an essential oil user myself, I kept coming back to the fact of a source of frustration for me. And that source of frustration for me was, is I would get my friends started in using essential oils. And then I would see like a month later or 2 months later, you know, we'd be talking or they'd text me or I'd see on Facebook, like, oh, my kids are sick or I'm sick. And it was frustrating because I'm like, you have oils. Why are you not using your oils for your kids? You know, like you have these tools. And so I would, you know, private message them or I'd text them back. And they would say something like, oh yeah, you know what? They're still in my cupboard. I kind of forgot I had those. And it was so frustrating. So I'm like, oh, how can we help people like bring, you know, essential oils to the forefront of their brain, to the forefront of their whole lifestyle, really? Yeah. And so the biggest thing that I know worked for me in making kind of this paradigm shift from, you know, grabbing a bottle of something over the counter versus grabbing a bottle of essential oil was that I had a very cool looking storage box that I had on my counter that I just left the lid open with all of my oils in it. So I saw them. I mean, they were in my kitchen every single day, multiple times a day. I see bottles of essential oil sitting there.
They're organized instead of put in a Ziploc bag.
They're organized. They're easy to find the one I wanted to find. All of those things. And so Aroma Outfitters was really born, you know, and it's funny because when we picked our first product of our first storage box, it didn't really meet even the criteria that we were taught of how to choose a successful product. But I just knew in my heart of hearts that it was going to meet a need that people had and that there were other people like myself that were frustrated with teaching and educating others about essential oils to kind of have that go down the drain a month later because the oils are stuck in a Ziploc bag at the bottom of someone's purse or because they're shoved away in a cupboard or in a drawer and they're just rolling around. And, you know, it's like, oh, I don't even know where my, you know, bottle of lavender is or whatever else. So I knew that there was a need and I knew that this was going to help solve the frustration for me and helping educate others. Yeah. And so we actually, and I don't recommend this to anybody, but we actually launched two different products in two different niches at the same time, thinking that this oil storage box might not really make it because it didn't really fit the criteria of what we were told with product research, but this other product did. And lo and behold, very quickly we realized that Aroma Outfitters and the product we picked with that was the one that was really taking off, and that was the one that was gaining popularity, and that's the one that people wanted. I mean, our other product was selling okay, but we realized we wanted to really focus all of our efforts on what we felt like was providing the best return on our investment. And so we actually very cheaply sold off what we had left of that other brand and that other product to another couple that was wanting to start an e-commerce business. Mm-hmm. So we could focus 100% on Aroma Outfitters. So that's what we did.
Very cool. That's so cool that the thing that would have been predicted to fail actually succeeded. Mm-hmm. The question that I have for you is, I mean, you knew that you wanted to sell on Amazon and you kind of knew that you wanted to really do a product-based e-commerce thing. Tell me a little bit about how did you learn so quickly what you needed to do?
What would you say? I mean, some of it, I mean, the course that we took was very foundational. Mm-hmm. I am a big believer in learning from those that have kind of gone before. Mm-hmm. So, and in paying for quality education, I think there's something to be said for that. I think also just the fact that we're kind of continual students. You know, one thing that I think was ingrained in me early on from a lot of people I had speak into my life as a teenager and as a college student was to always maintain a teachable spirit.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that we both really came into this business that we were completely open to hearing from others. We ended up for a little while, a year and a half maybe, we connected with a actual group that was meeting in Fort Collins once a month that were other Amazon sellers that we were able to just bounce things off of and hear what their experiences were and, you know, what was working for them and what wasn't working for them. And so we got in community with others that were doing something similar to what we were doing.
Yeah, that's a big one, I think, because a lot of times as an entrepreneur or in a certain, you know, e-commerce, you know, it can be kind of a lonely business. You know, you talk to other friends and family, it's probably like, you know, music or different things. You talk to people, your family about them at Thanksgiving, and it's just like they don't quite understand. So when you get around like-minded people, you can talk about it and say, hey, what's working for you or what's not working? So that was invaluable.
Yeah.
But I have a degree in anthropology. No, just what's anthropology?
Right.
Well, I'm curious, was the course that you were talking about, was that through the Amazing Sales Machine?
The Amazing Selling Machine. Yeah.
Oh, Amazing Selling Machine.
That's yeah. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about, I mean, how did you find out about that course and what were some of the benefits that you found in taking it?
So we found out about that course through a couple of friends, actually. Basically, both of these friends are people that I kind of had a relationship with growing up in high school and through my college years. And one of our friends, Nate, he took the course. He was the first one to kind of do it and start selling on Amazon. And we were always seeing him post things on social media about his product and about, you know, like, hey, I'm selling on Amazon. And, you know, I kind of, you know, it's one of those things I would see it and I just kind of sort of keep scrolling. It didn't really, like, I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah. But Ben was getting the bug. He, like, you know, every time that he would see this. And, I mean, this went on for, like, a couple of years. And then we had some other friends that then they got started. Paul and Michelle Barron with Bo and Bell Littles, they got started and they started selling on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And then they took the exact same course that Nate took through the Amazing Selling Machine. So that's when we were like, maybe there's something kind of to this, you know, like if this is like the foundational piece that is getting you started, then maybe there's something to this. And Ben basically, I mean, he caught on faster than I did, I guess.
Yeah.
Cause I was very risk averse. I mean, he was on me literally for like a year, because this course isn't something that's available just year round. It's, they have like kind of an open and a close time when there's a window of being able to register.
Right.
And so every time that there would be an open window, he'd be like, we need to do this. We need to do this. And I was just so risk averse that all I saw was like how much this would cost, how much that it would cost us to invest. And I was very just scared on the inside that, you know, I was like, well, what if it doesn't work? You know? And that's all I could think of was, what if it doesn't work? What if we buy products? What if we do this and we can't sell them and we've lost our money? And, you know, that's all I could think about.
You can imagine our conversation.
Right? Yeah. Every time we'd get in the car and would have like a podcast from somebody that was selling on Amazon, just listen to this charity, you know, just listen to what they're doing. And so it took a long time for me to be able to come to that place of like, okay, like, you know, basically I say that moment when I kind of gave Ben the green light to let's do this. And even when we were going through the beginning phases of the course and learning how to do product research and learning how to just really start the foundational pieces of a business, I was still very scared and I was still very skeptical.
Yeah.
You know, again, all I saw was we have to pay how much per month for a subscription for this? We have to, you know, like that's all that I started to see. And it wasn't until we were probably a good like 8 or 9 months in to where I was like, this is actually working. Like there's actually fruit to this. Like I see us growing. I see, you know, like that's about the time, you know, we would start getting emails back in of testimonials of people saying, you know, thank you so much for bringing these products to the market. And, you know, I love what you guys are doing and I love the mission behind your company. And, you know, that's when I really finally started to see one, you know, we're starting to create an income and two, like we're reaching people and we're helping people and we're providing products that they're finding valuable.
Yeah. How has your product line expanded since that first storage box?
Yeah. So we launched our very first, like I mentioned, the storage box. Then we launched another one that was slightly larger. And then we launched some travel cases. I mean, we just, it kind of built upon that. And it was all like every product that we launched with a couple of things. One, we wanted to make sure it was profitable first and foremost. But two, it was all like, we wanted to make sure that all of the products we brought to market were products that were going to help essential oil users keep using their oils, but also make oils like easier to use and to travel with.
Right.
So one of the very, I think it was like our third product that we launched was a travel case. And that was a huge game changer even for myself, because then I was able to put, you know, the oils that I wanted to carry in my purse in a protected way where they weren't, you know, the bottles weren't going to be breaking. And so, I mean, I remember when we first launched that, I was so excited because I'm like, this is going to be a game changer for so many moms that want to carry their oils and their, you know, roller bottle blends with them instead of just having it in their purse and oils spilling and breaking and, you know, all of that. There's like a nice protected way. And I'll never forget, we got a testimonial, somebody with our case was getting in their car and they left it on the roof of their car and went to pull out of their garage. And of course it fell over and they ran over it.
Oh my God.
And it destroyed the case, but all of the glass bottles inside were 100% intact.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
And you know, if you're an essential oil user, if you know anything about essential oils, they're not cheap.
Not at all.
So if you run them over, it's a really sad day. Yeah.
That little case has hundreds of dollars in it.
Right. So, you know, I just remember that day, like being like, this is just amazing that we're able to help in that way.
So that's so cool. So the thing that you saw, I mean, in the entrepreneurial world, to see that profit happening 8 months, 9 months in is a really good sign. And it's just grown from there. Can you talk a little bit about just give people an idea of the growth that you've seen since you started those 3 years ago.
Yeah. And it really, it hasn't been all uphill. There's been a lot of ups and downs to the business.
It's the typical entrepreneurial business where good day, you're on top of the world one day and then you're like, all these competitors.
Yeah. One thing we tried to do is, you know, once we started adding products, we're like, oh, so this is how you scale. So you just pick some products and just throw them up, and more products that you pick and put up, you just grow your business. But that we found out really quick that that wasn't the case. So we learned that we need to start slowing down and look more into the product and the profitability of each product and, you know, how fast it'll turn, you know, and sell on Amazon, as opposed to having a lot of money wrapped up into these products that are really low margin, low profit, slow selling products. Yeah. And so we learned the hard way, you know, with that on a couple of the products. But, you know, now we've got, it's the 80-20 rule. So now, you know, 20% of our products bring in 80% of the revenue. So, and that's kind of the case. It always is.
Yeah. So. I mean, and where we've grown just from kind of a number standpoint is, I don't even really remember, like that first year. So our first year would have been 2016. And, I remember like wanting to do a screenshot of our revenues for that year and being so disappointed because we were so close to hitting the $1 million mark in revenue. Mm-hmm. And it was like just shy. And I was like, I can't show anybody this. We didn't, you know, I was like, we were this close. So, and then last year, you know, our total revenue for the whole year was around $1.5 million. And then this year we're on pace to do over $2 million in revenue. So we've definitely seen growth. We've seen challenges with that growth, just like anything else. There's, you know, growing pains, and you have to learn, you know, different ways and best practices of doing things, which is, again, I also am a client of the Loveland Business Development Center. We both are. and some of the business specialists that we've worked with that have helped us learn some best practices as we grow. How do you grow and how do you scale and actually do that realistically when that means that you're going to need to sort of feed the machine to keep that up? So we've learned a lot along the way, and you know, we've grown this year, and we have plans to continue to grow. And then, you know, I think our ultimate goal maybe in another 2 to 3 years might be to sell this brand and then go after another brand that we're kind of just getting started now. So,
well, how cool. That's exciting to look forward to. A couple of other questions that come to mind. You've now that you've had a few years of experience in the product selling online, the e-commerce and Amazon, you have created a new venture that is helping other people to do the same thing. It's called Product Pros. Physical Product Pros. And can you tell me a little bit about the vision that you have for that, the things that you offer through that particular new venture?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Physical Product Pros, we offer training and coaching primarily geared towards e-commerce sellers. One of the things that, you know, Ben kind of talked about that too, where you can really feel like as an entrepreneur that you're on this island. And especially with e-commerce, it's one of those things to where unless that you have been in e-commerce or you have an idea about e-commerce, it can really, you know, like he said, you get that sort of deer in the headlights look when you're talking over Thanksgiving dinner. Nobody's like, you're doing what? This sounds like a scam. Are you sure? Like, you know, So, you know, we've found that, and we've just, you know, through some of the different things we've done, we both were on a panel at a pretty big event called SellerCon that happens every year, which is a big convention for Amazon sellers. And then I also spoke at that event too, but that people were coming to us saying the same thing. You know, we heard it over and over. I feel like I'm on an island, or I feel like I really just need somebody to coach me through how to launch this product. Like, I know, you know, like book wise, I know how to do this, but I just really want somebody to hold my hand and get me through this product launch. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, different things like that, where people would, you know, just really want somebody to hold my hand through the whole process of writing a listing for Amazon or other things like that. And so out of that came kind of a coaching and a training business with Physical Product Pros, to where we offer coaching and we offer consulting. We offer some done for you types of services with product launching and with listing optimization and things like that. And then we also are instructors for amazing.com, where we're producing with them some courses that I kind of call like Amazon 201.
Yeah.
I feel like when we took the Amazing Selling Machine, it was Amazon 101, and it was great, and it taught us what we needed to do. And then now that we've got some experience and we've got some, you know, things under our belt and we've been in the trenches, you know, it's like we're helping others with, you know, these things that I knew we needed help with along the way. And we just had to kind of sort of learn it the hard way. But, you know, being able to kind of offer Amazon 201.
Yeah. Now, before the interview, you mentioned that there is a PDF that you're offering through Physical Product Pros. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'll let Ben do that.
Yeah, so it's a PDF that's available if you go to physicalproductpros.com. I think it's like a 10 or 11 page document. Is kind of a brand builder blueprint that'll kind of help you kind of get started, get your, you know, juices flowing about, you know, creating, you know, physical products and where to start.
Mm-hmm. So this is for people that are kind of at two levels. You've got services that help people start in the physical products selling, and then you've got a little bit more advanced oriented things for people who have been in it for a while but really want to go to another level with it.
Yep, exactly. And that's one thing that I think we can say that now that, you know, we have our own Amazon business, obviously, and we're focused on that. But because of that, it's opened up these other doors for us then to be able to come alongside others. You know, even times where when we were in this business and I, you know, even I remember asking Ben sometimes, I'm like, man, I just wish that we had somebody we could talk to about this that was knowledgeable, you know?
Been through the trenches. And
right. Yep. And so I think one thing we really enjoy is that we help people from really all aspects, whether they're just getting started, you know, and we can kind of help be the one that facilitates getting them through the Amazing Selling Machine course, you know, and getting first just launched and finding a product and all of that, or whether it's on the other end of the spectrum of they're already selling and they just need that extra level of support.
Yeah. I have two more questions for you. The next one is that last year after your beautiful excursion across the country and back, you had another idea that became kind of a passion project called Grateful Glampers. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that new project?
Yeah, so we love to RV. And I mean, this is the whole reason we got into this business. It's funny, every business has been a catalyst to get us into other opportunities, which is kind of neat looking back on it. But this one was like, that was our whole dream, is to be able to travel around, you know, the US with our kids in our RV. And it came to fruition this last year. We went to Myrtle Beach, up to Washington, D.C., and just the kids
all over
the place. And it was such a blast. And we had a great time with it. Our kids learned so much, and we created a lot of memories. So we wanted to basically create a brand kind of around, you know, something that we're passionate about. And that's where, you know, we're like, well, let's start building an audience. We created gratefulglamper.com, mm-hmm. and created a Facebook page and started a YouTube channel and just started documenting some of the stuff that our journey, you know, along the way. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I think Grateful Glamper was kind of birthed out of the fact that, you know, after Ben left his job in May, just 2 weeks later, we hit the road full time for the summer in our RV, and just like feeling so grateful that we have this chance. You know, our kids at the time were 6 and 8. They're 7 and 8 now, but you know, to have these memories, like I never, you know, had that when I grew up. Like our vacations were grandma's house in Nebraska, and that's as far as we went. And so to be able to take our kids and even myself, you know, see, like, I mean, we literally went pretty much almost all over the East Coast minus New England. But to have this experience, to visit places and to even have history come alive and all those things, we felt really just grateful for that opportunity. And I also grew up, you know, my family grew up very, very poor, and we didn't have a lot. But one thing we always did as a family is we went tent camping.
Yeah.
And I will never tent camp again. So now camping must be glamping if I'm going to go.
You've been spoiled forever.
We compromise.
So we compromise. So it was really just kind of like, you know, we felt so grateful to have this experience. And we did not camp, we glamped. So
yeah.
Therefore the Grateful Glamper was birthed.
I love it. That's a great story. So where are you planning on going this year?
So we have kind of we're kind of plotting it out right now, but our plans right now is our first leg of the journey will be south into Texas. And then we're just going to do kind of a whole coastal tour. So we'll stay all along the Gulf Coast. We'll go down into Florida. We'll go all the way to Key West,
wow,
which is about as far south as you can get. and then we'll come back up the entire East Coast, and we'll stay just all coastal in through Maine. And then when it's super hot, you know, in the rest of the nation through this summer, in mid-July, August, we'll come back kind of through Canada.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to be up north where it's a little bit cooler, where everybody else is sweltering in 90 degree heat. So
oh, that sounds like a blast. Wonderful. Wonderful. So the last question that I've got is, actually I'm going to have one more question after this, but it'll be the, you know, logistical thing. The next question that I have is, practically, what are your three favorite tools that you use in your business?
I'll let Ben answer that. He's Mr. Tool guy.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm big into tools and productivity and automation. So one of them is Slack, slack.com. It's a free collaboration and chat tool. It's kind of like Skype on steroids is what I call it. And great for communicating with. We've got some people now, employees and outsourcers that we work with and contract with. So being able to have open communication and across different channels so other people can kind of see what's going on in your business. It's a really valuable tool, and the price is right, obviously. And then Asana is a task management free program, a task management program that'll kind of keep you on task. And I like to just kind of just dump everything out of my mind that I'm thinking about that I need to get done. They call it a brain dump, and then sort them out kind of into priorities and maybe just pick a couple each day to get done. So I'm not overwhelmed with everything I have to do because there's a lot in there. So I can just pick the ones that are going to be more needle moving tasks. And so that can help me keep on track.
And I would say probably the third tool that we use every day in our business, managing Amazon, is a tool called Manage by Stats. And it interfaces with our Amazon Seller Central account. But what that does is it provides a lot of valuable data to us all in one place. Amazon's reporting is really scattered. So to get kind of the information you really want, you almost have to pull like 4 and 5 different reports and then try to dump it all into some sort of spreadsheet to make sense of what you really want to know. And Managed by Stats is kind of an automated tool that sort of does all of that for you. And so we use that on a daily basis to just kind of manage our Amazon business and to track where we are and what our sales are doing and all of the things that as an Amazon seller, we need to kind of just keep tabs on a daily basis.
Awesome. Great suggestions all the way around. The last question, of course, is how would you like people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they can reach out to us a couple different ways. They can reach out to us through the Physical Product Pros website. They can also reach out to us on Facebook. So Physical Product Pros is on Facebook. We're also both on LinkedIn. So social media is a great way to reach out to us. We're both, you know, on social media every single day. We're on, you know, both on Facebook Messenger, all of that. So the best way would be, you know, through social, one of the social media channels, whichever one that you, you know, people find themselves on, if they're on LinkedIn or if they're on Facebook or whatever social channel that they happen to prefer.
Do you guys have like a mail newsletter?
We do. Yeah, we do. So if they go to the Physical Product Pros and download that brand builder blueprint, then that will get you signed up to just keep up to date on what's going on with our business. And then, yeah, you can keep in touch with that, with us that way through your inbox. Or again, you can follow us on social media too.
This is wonderful. I have really, really enjoyed our conversation today. I love what you guys are doing, and I find your experience and the work that you're doing very inspiring. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and end the recording here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast. I don't have a regular schedule for it right now, but you're about ready to hear from a lot of people because I just signed up a whole bunch of people to interview. So what I would say is the best way to catch up with me is to subscribe here or on YouTube on the Make Your Own Way channel. And I do appreciate your attention and your listening, and I hope that you've enjoyed this as much as I have. Ben and Charity, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to, subscribe, and review the Reset Podcast. The Reset Podcast features interviews, insights, and in-depth reflections that will help you navigate your own fresh start. If you'd like to be a guest or share an idea for a topic you'd like to hear about, please contact podcast@franklintaggart.com. I offer a wide range of services to people who are ready to live with clear direction, new possibilities, greater freedom, and unlimited creativity. If you're looking for a new beginning, I'm available to help you. More information is available at franklintaggart.com. The Reset Podcast is a production of Franklin Taggart and Make Your Own Way Media. All rights reserved.